Prepare yourselves, Bucs fans. Unleashed from the corporate shackles of the Tampa Tribune, Tampa Bay's only Pro Football Hall of Fame voter is finally free to speak his mind. That's Ira Kaufman, the custodian of Canton himself. The Ira Kaufman podcast is presented exclusively by Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa on Fletcher, just west of 275, and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon, Brandon's only luxury dealership. The best ever summer sale event is on now at Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon. Turn up the volume, put up your feet. The Ira Kaufman podcast is on at JoeBucksFan.com.
Welcome in. Here it is, the inaugural Ira Kaufman podcast, the custodian of Canton on JoeBucksFan.com for a podcast that's not just a one-time deal. This is going to be twice a week, and it is Joe's honor. I'm Steve Isbitz, one of the guys at JoeBucksFan.com, of course, who you hear on WDAE with the big dog. But I'm here with the newest member of the JoeBucksFan.com family, Ira Kaufman. Ira, welcome, buddy.
Thanks, man. I'm very excited to be part of this family. Steve, it's going to be an exciting year, especially if the Bucks can just get out of that NFC South basement, Steve, and be relevant for the first time in a long time. Buck fans have been waiting a long time. They've been patient. And our job, Steve, is to give them the information all along the way that Buck fans deserve and they digest.
All right, Ira, you got to liven it up, buddy. We're sitting here in a Cadillac, 2016 Cadillac CTSV in the showroom of Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa. And I got to tell you, Ira, I don't know if you got a leather couch in your gorgeous living room that you have there, but there's no way that that couch is more comfortable than this seat here in this Cadillac. The luxury here and the comfort is extraordinary.
Steve, I believe the Bucks are starting some kind of an initiative with a Buccaneer Cove or something at Ray J. They're never going to be able to match the plushness and the comfortability of this vehicle, Steve. It's going to be very difficult for me to go out in the parking lot, Steve, when we're done and climb into my car when we've been exposed to the royalty of Cadillac.
This Cadillac CTSV, it's really amazing. 640 horsepower. £630 of torque, 60 miles an hour in 3.7 seconds. It's basically an unbelievable performance specs all across the board. This vehicle is a Cadillac, though, which is always setting the standard in the world of luxury, and that's really what we're looking at is extreme luxury. And it's a luxury to have you now here, Ira, on the Joe Bucks fan team. And of course, we're going to talk some football. I'm just so happy that you're here. Training camp is here. It is upon us. We're looking at this team for the first time. And Ira, I've never gotten a chance to ask you, are you part of the Kenny Bell mob? Are you in this group of people that's just crazy for Kenny Bell, and it's not just his hair? They think he's got no preseason catches and no career catches, yet they think he's the savior.
Steve, the last time I looked at his NFL card, he's got zero next to receptions. To me, it's a little bit of a leap of faith on Kenny Bell. I like proven depth, Steve. Now look, he's going to be in the mix, but wide receiver, Steve, happens to be one of the positions that I feel the Bucks lack proven depth. There's a few of them, but on the offensive side, that one sticks out to me. We saw what happened, Steve, when Vincent Jackson went down. It was Mike Evans or bust. Everybody seems to be excited about Adam Humphries. To me, Steve, he's a fourth or fifth receiver, and we'll see about Bell. People are interested in what this kid can do, but right now, Steve, it's all conjecture.
Did Jason Light and Dirk Cutter, did they hang Jameis Winston, do you think, with this kind of flimsy depth in the receiving core? Did they do him a disservice, or is it the kind of thing where they got to wait another year and they need more time to build this up?
Well, I go back to the old Jason Light line. Steve, you've heard it as many times as I have. You can't do everything at once. Now, this is beginning year three. But really, when you look at it, they need to develop a slot receiver. And Steve, let's be honest. Vincent Jackson's best years are behind him. I think he's caught two touchdown passes in the last two seasons, Steven. That's not going to cut it for your number two guy if you want to take some attention away from Mike Evans. So they've got, they got Lewis Murphy, and then they have a bunch of unknown quantities. But to answer your question directly, they're a little short when it comes to wide receivers. I don't think this is going to be the roster that they're going to start the season with, Steve. They're going to be scouring when guys start falling out of trees on cut down day, and it wouldn't surprise me to see the Bucks pick up a veteran.
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all, and especially if Lewis Murphy can't play. I think he's a good candidate for that pup list where you come back in 8 weeks in or 9 weeks in, whatever it is. But I'm enjoying this, Ira, the Ira Kaufman podcast. It's about you. It's not about Joe. It's not about me. And, of course, we're sitting here, Ira, in what is the most powerful vehicle in Cadillac's 112-year history, the all-new CTS-V. Stunning. Stunning.
And you know, Steve, with Ed Morse Cadillac sponsoring my columns for Joe Bucks Fan, I've got a standard that I got to live up to. So I'm going to see that banner on top of my column every story, Steve. And, you know, expectations are high all the way around.
Yeah, and going back to the point you made about Vincent Jackson, we did an X-Factor series on JoeBucksFan.com. We named him the number two X-Factor for the entire season because he can really go either way. And we all saw what a dump this offense became when he was out last year. And he's also in a contract year on top of that. Nobody talks about that, but this is a contract year for him, and he doesn't look like a guy who wants to quit. A lot of interesting variables here. But I want to touch on something we discussed with Steve Dumig the other day when we introduced you on Friday on WDAE, that you were joining JoeBucksFan.com. What I think is important for all our readers is that the leash is off you now. And what that means is, and I'll let you explain, but you're no longer controlled by corporate America, the Tampa Tribune. No, you don't have some editor telling you what to do. The only instructions we've given you, Ira, is take your 40 years of knowledge and do whatever the hell you want because we know it's going to be good.
I feel very liberated, Steve, but I already feel that the shackles are off. Freedom, after all these years, you're right. This is my 40th year in this business. I've always had to kowtow to an employer, different ones, United Press International, the Tampa Tribune. In terms of sources, Steve, I had trouble getting things in the paper that I knew 100% were true and were going to happen. But you got to go through, you know, all these hoops, Steve, in corporate America. It's going to be very different, and I think much to the benefit of Joe Bucks fan readers.
Yeah, and that's what's exciting to me is that Buccaneers fans, especially the ones who rely on us for daily great stuff on JoeBucksFan.com, now you get to deliver everything that you possibly feel is relevant, and you just can't do that in a newspaper environment. I'm not just making this up. I worked for the Tampa Tribune for many years, so it's exciting, man. And, you know, it's as exciting. I'm glad you're excited. I hope you keep your clothes on here.
And Steve, I'm a big boy. I want to be judged by your readers about accuracy. And we'll see. When I say look for something to happen, Steve, I expect to be reminded about it if it does or does not happen. I want to be held accountable. But my track record, Steve, except for one hot August day when I said Brett Favre looked like he was coming to the Bucks, and you know what, Steve? Everything I've read in retrospect, everything. When I wrote that story, it was correct. It was absolutely correct. Everybody at One Buck Place, including ownership and John Gruden, thought Brett Favre was going to be a Buck within the next day or two. It didn't happen. I'm accountable. But believe me, they all thought it was going to happen.
And now the two of them are back together. I don't know if you saw there at Carrollwood Day School throwing balls around. Gruden still thinks he's got a team. I don't understand that guy. But I'm glad you're here with us, Ira. I'm glad you're on the JoeBucksFan.com team. And an important note for readers is we're still going to be quoting you. We're still going to be quoting your columns. And if we disagree, we're going to call you an idiot. And you know what? Not in those words, but in so many words in our special way.
I expect nothing less, Mr. Isbitz. You guys have raked me over the coals a few times, printed a few pictures that I took issue with, a few profiles. But you know what? I have a new photo that you're going to use. I'm very happy with it. And we'll go on from there.
Well, it's right there, of course, on the website right now. As people are listening, they're looking at your mug, and hopefully they switch to the Hooters pictures, which are much more attractive. But in all seriousness, Ira, we want to challenge each other. And you know what? If you read something that we write and you think it begs calling out or is this misguided, I expect you to address that in either a podcast or a column. And we have complete freedom here, and that's what's exciting. So you know what? This is going to wrap up our first podcast ever, the Ira Kaufman podcast, the custodian of Canton. It's been fantastic sitting here at Ed Morris Cadillac Tampa, who presents all of these Ira Kaufman podcasts with Ed Morris Cadillac Brandon. And check it out on their websites, edmorescadillactampa.com, edmorescadillacbrandon.com.
You've been listening to the Ira Kaufman Podcast on joebucksfan.com, brought to you by Ed Morris Cadillac Tampa and Ed Morris Cadillac Brandon.